It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
You were smart fast. It didn't look like it, but all guys were jacked up, ready to go.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Coach Ogeron starts with the letter C. That's right. Coach O. Let's go, Tigers. C is for coaching. Okay with me. I'm the Cajun Dominator in the SEC. C is for Cocho. I'll stomp you like a rocho. Senko in Spanish starts with C. It's true. W's
you know,
whippy.
You couldn't have a better year and like that. Remy has completely become infatuated with football. Being a family from Louisiana, and LSU's been the team forever. And I just said, now look, but that's a once-in-a-lifetime team. Don't think this is going to happen like this every single year.
Is he like his grandpa? He's kind of like in mourning because it's over? It's been a little morose at our home with no Saturday football.
Oh, man, what a season, what a year. That was a lot of fun watching. Did you have any standout from the year?
Yes.
How much time you got?
How much time you got?
For him.
For a season like this, a once-in-a-lifetime season, it's the first year, Jennifer, I didn't get home to watch a game.
You didn't see a single one in Death Valley?
I didn't see one game. But it's that time of year where football's over, so you kind of go in mourning about that. The weather's beautiful. You're appreciating that, but you know summer's coming, so you're in mourning about that. I generally like the fall a lot better than I like the spring.
And I've always said fall is the best season in Arizona.
It is.
It really is. The hiking is probably at its peak. You've got the colors. I've got my missing toes in Sea Canyon somewhere around there. That was back in November. But I would do it again.
Oh, mercy.
Now, I don't think we've taken the time to respond, but we did get a ton of listeners who know our allegiance to LSU football and send us congratulations, emails, and letters. And it's not that we're ignoring those, but our priority in our work email is for people with home needs and looking for contractors. But a lot of people were writing in and saying congratulations, and we were pulling for LSU. And yeah, I think I don't know anybody that didn't become an LSU fan after they beat Alabama. Everyone was just so happy to see Alabama beat.
LSU had more players invited to the NFL workout day. What do they call it? The combine. Had more players invited to this year's combine than any other school in the nation.
And
I mean, it's like, by twice. I think they had 19, and the next school, there were two or three schools like at 10 and 11. Mm-hmm.
And 48 of them made the SEC honor roll for the year. How many people are you allowed to have on the team? I mean, on the sidelines, I think, isn't it capped like around 60 or 70? Over half your team gets on the honor roll for the
Well, and then the NFL had a shakeup this year, which was kind of refreshing, too.
Nice to see a couple quarterbacks that hadn't been there as starters. Now, 49ers quarterback already has Super Bowl rings as the Patriots' backup quarterback.
Right.
But as a competing starter, you know, two first-time quarterbacks, that was fun.
It was. I kind of feel for the 49ers quarterback. He has a reputation, kind of a soft reputation for choking. Critical times.
Let me ask you this. Did he choke, or did Mahomes just go on fire with 21 points?
He made a couple very, very, very horrible decisions. There's a picture of him pushing the ball away to avoid a sack with his eyes closed. Now, that's not the poster you want your agent to have hanging in his office.
Did he get invited to that draft?
I don't think so.
Last quarter was fun. Watch him come from behind like that. But we don't go political, but I do have to say it's a shame when you have to take your children out of the room during halftime.
You know what? I heard about the halftime show.
It was horrible.
And I am not one of us saw a single second.
Good for you.
The
NFL should apologize to American families.
It was that bad.
It really was.
We've got it timed down. We don't, you know, there's certain football games and during football season, it's during halftime. All right, you go get the horses and the steers in the back. I'll clean
Chore
the
time.
Stalls. You get the grains. You get the chickens. You get the goats. We were all doing chores during halftime and missed it. So we didn't have to worry about it.
It could have been worse.
No, it really could not.
No, it could be. All the years of watching the Super Bowl growing up, the one halftime show that just puts hair on my back, Up With People. Do you remember that group? Up With People.
I remember the event.
This would have been the 70s and probably early 80s. They had the Up With People halftime show. And it was a little too much nice. It was a little... Anyway.
Well, I'd rather nice than nasty. Sorry. That was pretty bad.
Too much cream.
Yeah. I don't know why they think they have to do that. And like, what of that on any of the halftime shows have to do with football or why people like the sport are tuning in?
Nothing.
No,
nothing.
I really do think the NFL owes American families an apology. You could not even watch that halftime. I mean, and what the irony is, they had commercials during the game about the stand-up power of the female genre and how independent and, you know, powerful they are, and then they just
gave it all away.
They gave it all away at halftime. It was
horrible. I'm happy to say we missed every single second of it. Didn't even see a bit. And
you were speaking about bucket lists a minute ago and Valentine's Day. Would it ever be on your bucket list to go spend a night in a cave hotel?
Hadn't thought of that one.
You know, up at the Grand Canyon Caverns, you can spend $1,000 for two people to stay in a room.
How much?
$1,000. Does that bother you? It's 22 stories underground.
Oh. I don't think I could sleep.
Do you think it's quiet down there?
Dark.
I'd like to know if you could mine gold down there. That might be worth it. You could pay for the whole night.
I don't know. You get down there and you just have to wonder, is it really quiet or is the earth moaning and groaning and squeaking like your rafters at your house?
It would be cooler, right?
Oh, I would guess.
A lot cooler.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Well, if you do it during the summertime, if you need a break from the heat, I could go down there for a day.
I would go down there with a box of flashlights.
A box.
not just one or two, but a box. And they would all have fresh batteries in them.
22 stories underground for $1,000.
And then I would put a bell up on the ground level, and I would bring a string all the way down with me. If the power goes out, baby, the power is out.
I don't know. If I was going to spend that much money, I'd probably go to Castle Hot Springs.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
Very lovely. I haven't been to the new and improved, but it's according to the website and the pictures, it's very lovely.
Well, I've never seen dark like when they turn the lights out at Carlsbad Caverns.
Mm.
There's just no dark like that.
Mm-mm.
Can't see a thing.
I mean, you can't even sense the presence of light anywhere. It's unbelievable. So I don't know. I don't know about spending the night at the Grand Canyon Caverns suite.
Is it like sleeping bags? Do they have furniture in there?
No. It's fully furnished motel room.
Nice.
Yeah. I'd like to go down there and look at it and come back up.
Tell me about it when you get back.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do the maid duty one day. You know, I'll go down and be your maid one day.
Annette sent us an email, says, obviously a listener because she knows how much you like books. Today at the Arizona State Fairgrounds is a huge book sale. It's put on by the Volunteer Nonprofit Service Association. And I don't see the times yet, but I imagine, you know, probably 10 to 4 at least.
But you may not go.
Eight to six, Saturday, 8 to 4, Sunday.
I was going to say, Jennifer's probably going, oh, great, books. I'd love some more, wouldn't
one
you?
One in, one out. I could do that.
And it's
Jennifer has said we've been overflowing with books for a long time, and I've never believed her, but we're now overflowing with books. I can't even, I don't have room. We got to buy a new bookshelf is what we need. They're starting to stack up vertically on the floor now. In certain locations, I really have run completely out of shelf space. But well, I'd have to go to something like that with a wheelbarrow and Jennifer's checkbook.
It's in the Ag Building. Admission is free. The fairgrounds do charge a parking fee, which I don't understand because there hasn't been a dollar of improvements on those grounds done. And all of a sudden, what do they do with all those parking fees?
That is a good question.
I guarantee they don't put it back into improving the parking lot.
I used to go to that when we were homeschooling. That's a great way to get some really nice books.
And where we were hiking yesterday was an old Calvary fort built after the Civil War in Tonto Basin, Camp Reno. And I would have never known about that place if I hadn't gone down to Arizona Highways. And when Holden said in the basement, there's a bunch of old books we're getting ready to throw out, said, oh, no, you're not.
I'll show you where to throw them, right here in my truck.
You're going
to
throw them right in the back of this pickup truck, right here, buddy. But it was in one of those books about the area of Tonto Basin, talking about how Greenback Ridge got its name and the Native American society that lived right there at the junction of Tonto Creek and the Salt River, right where the Roosevelt Dam is built now. That buried an entire Native American town site. So it just the Tonto Basin, if you know what you're looking at, you can't walk very far where you don't see evidence of the presence of ancient people. It literally is there. It's about the perfect environment. It never gets buried in snow. It never gets, 115. The Tonto Basin really is a great little pocket.
And the monument nearby, too.
Tonto National Monument is worth a stop. If you've never been there, stop, make the little hike up to the ruins, and go check it out. They did a very nice job there.
So what was left of this fort? What was the name of it?
Camp Reno.
Camp Reno. Could you see any, foundations left?
Lots. Lots. And lots of stacked rock walls. And I mean lots of them, that appeared to me that had to be where they kept the livestock. Because it's just a huge open area with this wall all the way around it. And, if your nearest supply station was back in Phoenix, you had to go up over the pass, drop down in the Sunflower, and then bring Sunflower over to Fountain Hills, and then Fountain Hills down to downtown Phoenix, which would have been the closest stop. So they had to have enough beef rounded up to feed whoever was stationed at the fort. It's a big corraller, and I believe that was probably where all the livestock was. But the walls are 3 and 4 feet tall. They're still there.
Wow. I'll have to check that out. Fort what?
Fort Reno.
Fort Reno.
Fort Reno. That's fantastic.
You hear about Fort McDowell plenty. You hear about
It's actually Camp Reno.
Camp Reno. Cool.
But the old wagon road over the mountain is still there.